News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Edward Timmins, Fine Gael TD for Wicklow, has announced the production of a US President's roadmap, which outlines some key locations for his proposed American President's Trail. Edward joins us now. Edward, tell us the idea. What's the trail going to look like?
Yeah, well, the idea comes from the extraordinary fact that approximately half of all the 46 US presidents have Irish ancestry, many of them hailing from the northern part of the island. And my idea was that we should come up with a trail, a tourist trail, that would track the ancestor locations primarily of all these presidents. So I have a draft map done, but it's not finalised, getting different opinions and different inputs. But basically it would perhaps start at Dublin, work down through the southeast, across the country, and go up towards Ballina. And equally then it could start from Dublin and work northwards up through Ulster and Antrim, Tyrone, Donegal, and actually back towards the likes of Ballina as well. But again, it's not finalised. It's only in draft form. But I just think this would be a tremendous opportunity to develop tourism, American tourism. And also it would be very much a north-south project and bring the north of the island and the south closer together.
Okay. Do you think when Americans come over here, do they want to start doing a trail of former American presidents? Would that really float their boat, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, people are taking a much greater interest in their ancestry and where they came from. It could also be tagged on to existing trips by Americans. Obviously, thousands and thousands of Americans come here every year. And this would be an extra thing for them to do and might result in them staying longer in Ireland and also visiting parts of Ireland that maybe don't get a lot of tourists. Because a lot of these locations are off the beaten track in what I call hidden Ireland. And that would be an opportunity to develop tourism in those places. But yeah, it's at the early stages. I'm planning on developing this. Let's see how it goes. But I'd be very optimistic that this could be something like the Wild Atlantic Way and be very successful.
Final question. Is it a bit doffing the cap to our betters, the Yanks? Is it a little bit kind of like, you know, the whole country coming to a standstill when JFK comes to our... I mean, have we not... When you see what America is now, the problems they have politically... Does this idea not belong to a bygone age?
No, not at all. I mean, I think people are much more conscious of their heritage, and whatever issues there are in America at the moment, this is a trail that will go on for way into the future, you know, when the political climate has changed. And in fact, if anything, this will contribute positively to Irish-American relationships. You know, it ticks the box of the soft power that we have in America, which we saw working successfully this week. So I think this could be a
all right. Edward Timmins, Fine Gael TD for Wicklow, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. American President's Trail, let us know, what do you make of it? Will it work? 087 1400 106.
Final chance to get involved in our competition this week to win a 7-night stay at the 4-star Hotel Astoria in the heart of Sorrento on the beautiful Amalfi Coast with Top Flight, Ireland's Italian specialist. If you're a daily qualifier today, you're going to get a €500 Top Flight voucher. And in the next few minutes, we're going to make a draw to find out who gets the upgrade to the holiday. To discover the many sites and Top Flight's full range of Italian holiday options, visit topflight.ie, newstalk.com for details and terms and conditions. If you want to be in with a chance to win, you need to answer this question. Which Italian volcano erupted in AD 79, burying Pompeii? Was it Mount Vesuvius or Mount Etna? Text Mount Vesuvius and the word Italy to 53106 now for a cost of 30 cents. And we will announce the winner of the qualifier for today and indeed the overall winner at the end of this.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.